It's been going for around 35 years and over 38,000 people took part a few days ago. 750,000 bottles of water were consumed during the 26.2-mile course from Blackheath to the Mall. Of course, I'm talking about this year's London Marathon. Many of the competitors took part to raise money for charity, which included 2,000 accountants, apparently. I'm not sure how many nurses were represented in this throng, but I do know one who took part. Rebecca Howes joins me on the line now. Hello, Rebecca. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
First of all, I have to congratulate you on running. How are you feeling, Rebecca?
You know, not too bad. I thought I'd be feeling a lot worse, but I guess the training paid off in the end.
Good for you. I thought you might be feeling a lot worse as well. Now, before we hear about this amazing experience, let's recap for a minute. I spoke to you here on Suzy in January when I found out you were raising money for the National Osteoporosis Society. And around 3 million people in the UK have osteoporosis. It's a condition that can result in bones becoming fragile and breaking easily. The National Osteoporosis Society, it's the leading UK charity, isn't it? And it's dedicated to ending the pain and suffering caused by this disease. Why did you choose to support it, Rebecca?
Lots of different reasons, really. I'm an orthopaedic nurse, so obviously it's something that I see a lot of professionally. My aunt had the disease and I saw her get very badly crippled by it. But I also have a bone disease myself, so it seemed to kind of work on all levels and make sense for me to run for that charity.
And just to put it into context for everyone, one in two women and one in five men over the age of 50 will break a bone as a result of osteoporosis. How big an effect does it have on people's lives, Rebecca?
It can be devastating. When, you know, osteoporosis as a condition is not detectable, but the effects of it obviously are. It's you know, you can have a fracture from a relatively minor fall or injury, and that can lead to, you know, loss of independence, loss of confidence. You know, people can get very badly crippled with spinal fractures over time, so it can really you know, change the way that people sort of have their outlook on life and their independence.
And as I said before, the National Osteoporosis Society, it's the leading UK charity, and that's who you're running for. Let's talk about that running now, shall we? 26.2 miles. You mustn't forget that 0.2, must we?
No.
Talk us through your day on Sunday. The atmosphere was amazing, wasn't it?
It was incredible. I mean, right from the start, you know, sort of waiting. It took 33 minutes to get through the start. This year was the most number of runners, and from the actual starting gun going off at 10 o'clock, we didn't pass the starting gantry until 10:33, which I think the commentator said was the longest time ever that he'd been aware of. But once we got out on the road, it was just astonishing. The people were there throughout the whole route, and the final few miles going down an embankment were almost deafening. It was, you know, people shouting your name from every angle and just willing you to do well. And it just kind of, you know, it was very emotional.
I bet it was. It was emotional actually watching it on the telly, to be honest. And as I say, I watched it on the telly, and the courage of so many of the participants I found very moving. I saw a guy with brain cancer. He's expected to live for only 6 more years. A lady with terminal breast cancer. A family running for a mental health charity in memory of a father and a husband who took his own life. So very inspirational people there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I mean, every time I'd find myself running behind somebody with a different vest on, you know, that would have a different message on, and it did kind of pull at the heartstrings. It's a fantastic thing to be part of, and with some really amazing people. And I'm so honoured to have been running with the Heads Together team that have been on the BBC documentary as well. I'm not that I actually saw any of them, which was a shame, but you know, just to be in the same running, you know, sort of area as some of them was just incredible.
Let's talk about the challenge a little bit that you went through. Now, again, on the telly, Steve Cram, the former athlete Steve Cram, he said in an interview that he used to think the marathon was about fitness, but actually he's revised his view. He thinks it's about the mental challenge, the challenge of your goals and dreams. Can you identify with that?
Yes, yeah. I was sort of reasonably happy with physically that I could do it. There were some moments along the route where I did have my doubts. I tried to stick behind one of the pacers up until almost the halfway point. And then, you start to see people that you know, so you kind of veer off course a bit and say hello to people. And then I realised I'd lost the pacer, and that had a bit of an effect on me. I thought, oh, you know, am I going to be able to do it if I can't follow anybody? But you just end up, you know, there are so many people there that you just sort of talk to on the way, and so many people encouraging each other and supporting each other on the way round. It was absolutely brilliant. I loved it.
I bet you did. When you're tired and aching, I don't know, maybe halfway round, whatever it was, what thoughts were going through your mind? What helped to keep you going there? You had the pacer, you lost the pacer, but you were chatting to people as well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was just talking to people that were in the same situation as me. You know, this is the first marathon, they were doing it for a charity that they felt strongly about, and just talking about that to each other, and just the crowds were a huge, huge part of it. And knowing, for me personally, I knew that I had people sort of from the 19-mile marker onwards. I knew I had people at 19 and people at 21 and then people at a couple of other points after that. So I knew, you know, there were friends and family that it was almost like, well, I have to get to them, I have to get to them. And yeah, and the final surprise was my husband, who was actually waiting in the crowd on Birdcage Walk, and I wasn't expecting to see him until I'd finished at the friends and family area. And that was really surreal, because I'd got so used to having my name on my vest and everyone shouting out my name. It didn't really dawn on me until he shouted out my whole name and made me turn around. I'd already run past him at that point. And then I had to run back. but yeah, it was lovely. It was just knowing that yeah, everyone, complete strangers, just willing you to do well. It really did make a difference.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the 90 supermodel Chrissy Turlington, she ran last year, and she said that looking at the London landmarks kept her going. Did you even register the landmarks yourself, or was it just a blur?
Do you know, I mean, there were people had their phones out taking photographs, and that's probably my one regret, is I wish I had taken... I was so busy concentrating on just, you know, the actual effort of doing the thing. But yeah, I mean, Tower Bridge was wonderful. You just come around a corner and it's there. And I did spend a lot of my time running, looking upwards and thinking, wow. And then I thought, oh no, I hope I don't fall over. Cutty Sark, that was sort of the first real, I suppose, landmark, is Cutty Sark. And again, you kind of know these things are coming, but when you're there, it almost takes you by surprise. Think, oh, we're here. So there's Cutty Sark, and Tower Bridge was wonderful, and I knew my niece was sort of just the other side of Tower Bridge. That was lovely. I thought, whoa, that's it, and that was the halfway point, so that was a big thing. And getting to mile 14, so knowing that I had done more than halfway was lovely. And then getting to mile 16 as well was another big thing for me, because then I thought, that's it, single figures from here on in, so...
And did you happen to see Chris Evans? Because he was actually running. He just touched as well on what you said about the crowd. It was better than ever this year, he said.
Yeah, I didn't actually see any celebs along the way. Well, I may have done, but again, you know, you're concentrating on your own thing.
And, well, 38,000 people
around me. I mean, I did see lots of people dressed up in weird and wonderful things. But yeah, I didn't actually see anybody that I sort of recognised from the media or the telly or anything.
No. And I mean, you've said that you chatted to people as you went round, and because the crowd was so amazing. Are they camaraderies you think you've forged for the future, or was it just a question of getting through it at the time, getting through the task in hand?
Oh, no, I mean, some of the people that I talked to, I'd been chatting to, there were a few sort of marathon, you know, social media groups, so there were some people that I had chatted to, but not actually met up until the day, so it was great from that point of view. But, yeah, I mean, everybody just pulls together, and it kind of restores your faith in human nature, because everyone's just out there to help each other, you know, do this fantastic thing. So,
and it was 26.2 miles. Do you feel that you've learned something about yourself going through this experience? Did you ever doubt your ability to do it, or was it something you knew you would achieve?
I knew, well, I'm just so stubborn by nature, I knew I was going to do it. I didn't assume for one second I would run all the way. Which I didn't, I have to confess. And there, you know, there were points where you get to the point where, you know, you're either having one of your energy gels, or the crowd are calling you over to get sweetens and stuff. You know, it's the one day you're allowed to take sweets from strangers. And I've never been able to walk to run and eat at the same time anyway. So I kind of used that excuse. I thought, right, I'll have a little minute walk here while I eat something, and then I'll carry on. I mean, I did have some points where I thought, oh, crikey, you know, I've still got quite a long way to go. But I knew I'd do it. I mean, my main aim of the day was actually just to finish. And, you know, I'm so chuffed. And my actual finish time, which was it was just about 5.5 hours, which I just, you know, I was so happy with. I thought anything sort of, you know, between 5.5 and 6.5 hours would be amazing. And I came in at the, you know, roughly around the 5.5 hour point. So I was really pleased with that.
That's brilliant. And also, because you wanted to raise, was it about £1,700?
Yes. Yeah.
And do you have any idea whether you've raised that yet or not?
I know I've hit the target. I've gone over the target. I'm about 1,900.
Oh, that's brilliant.
With still some more to come in. But obviously, you know, every penny helps, and there's still plenty of time to get extra donations in, and it will all go directly to the charity.
Absolutely. Rebecca, when I spoke to you in January, I told you I thought you were completely bonkers but brilliant. My thoughts are still the same. I just think you're amazing for taking it on. I have such big respect for you. Very, very well done. Thank you so much for talking to me again, and all the best.
Welcome.
Are you going to do it again next year, by the way?
I'm not, do you know, everyone thinks I'm mad, because I think people ask me the question, say, oh, would you do it again? And actually, yes, in a heartbeat, I would. Everyone thinks, you know, expects me to say absolutely not. But it was just brilliant. I know London is very difficult to get into, you know, from a ballot point of view. So I'd love to do Brighton, because that's practically on the doorstep. So that would be nice. But perhaps maybe not next year. Maybe I'll just do, you know, a couple of half marathons and then build up to it again over time.
Well, you've set some kind of precedent for yourself, which is brilliant. And one of those bucket list things that so many of us write down and never achieve. Thank you so much for talking to me. Stay on the line, because I've got a little track for you. Hopefully that you'll like. But anyway, thanks so much for talking to me.
That's all right. You're welcome. It's nice to be back.
That was marathon runner Rebecca Howes, and if you want to donate to the National Osteoporosis Society, go online to justgiving.com/Rebecca Howes 0906. So well done, Rebecca. Hopefully you're still on the line there. The least I can do is play that Kate Bush track you requested way back in January. So here it is. It's Running Up That Hill.